Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody that is out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center haulers and our suicide jockeys out there, Tom and company. Now, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on the Instagram network. And you can find us by typing in at Captain's America. That's how you'll find us over there. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our friend in Sandusky, Michigan on the line here right now. Yes, sir, Mr. Sandusky, Michigan, sir.
Hey, how you doing there, Denise?
Good, thank you.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of words that I don't really have to understand the definition of. And I got a good dictionary that I look them up in. And you were talking about Biden changing the definition of recession.
Yeah.
I looked it up in dictionary. And it says, a temporary falling off of business activity.
Mm-hmm.
And that idiot, and if he don't understand that, he's dumber than I am.
All right, my friend. Thank you. We'll toss that up there to discuss for a second here. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Take care, Captain.
All right. Now, I get what he's talking about there because, again, this is not, in most cases, it's not the first month, it's not the second month, it's now the third month that we've had.
It doesn't go according to month, it goes according to quarters.
Right.
So we're in the second quarter.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, the left has had a history, it's a pattern, it's a long pattern of redefining words. And if they can't necessarily redefine words, least of which is a woman, then they quit using them. And they quit using them by calling the words racist. So then they eliminate words from the lexicon and they replace them with something else. So that is, when they start to control language, you know that we have a, and do it so successfully, you know that we have a collapse of civil society.
Now, I'm a little bit concerned about the White House and a comment they're making about China. Nancy Pelosi is fixing to take a trip over there, supposedly.
Maybe, to
Taiwan, maybe. And the White House yesterday made a comment, It's just a matter of time before a major China incident. Are they wishing something would happen? What are they doing here?
Well, allegedly, Biden's going to have a conversation with President Xi. How's that going to go? I think it's supposed to be Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how that's going to go. Not only should he have a conversation about with China, and I hope that one's highly controlled by the right people, but has anybody bothered to ask this White House if Biden has had a conversation with Putin?
No.
Right. You know, if it's Putin's tax increase, if it's Putin's gas increase, and blah, 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 then I would argue that Putin has already beaten Biden.
Sure.
At our expense. And the same thing, when you start looking at all of the issues that have been caused by China, we're not doing a blasted thing to push back. And why does China get to veto the travel of anybody in the United States if they want to go to Taiwan or Guam or Vietnam or Sri Lanka or wherever else they may want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the first time that they have pushed back. There was a delegation, I think, last year, and the Chinese embassy in D.C. sent a nasty gram over to the State Department demanding that people do not go to Taiwan. I mean, who are they to tell us where we can go, where we can't?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that Biden has the chutzpah to stand up against President Xi?
No.
I don't.
No, because I think that they've got something on him and they're using it.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think that's the whole thing. I don't think that any request that's asked at the Biden White House, we need money for this, we want you to do this, he doesn't say no to anything.
Nope.
Right. He's an appeaser. He's an enabler.
Now, what did you... Well, here comes the music, so we'll talk about this when we come back. Caller, hang on. All right, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day, a Wednesday in my neighborhood, and I certainly hope that you get an opportunity to go out and enjoy the weather wherever you're at, and hopefully it's nice enough to go enjoy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. My conversation with Denise Simon brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure well over 25 million drivers and counting. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, if you've got a car, you got a truck, no problemo. If you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, same thing. They can get that for you. But here's where you're going to save the money. Bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your automobile policy, and you will save a bunch of money. So give them a call or go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com. You can handle everything you want right there, or you can get the phone number from them for your local agent and handle it that way. Whatever works for you, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you'll find out what most of us already know. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a great day in the neighborhood, and gee whiz, the Border Patrol chief yesterday, I wonder how long he'll keep his job after this comment, said that they cannot protect Americans while Joe Biden is the president. It's just not able to be done.
Well, that's a fact.
I know that, but he just signed his own replacement card. It's a shame when people tell the truth they get into trouble.
No, I mean, he's in a union, so, I don't think they'll do anything to him.
Okay, well, I hope not, because it's just too bad when that sort of stuff happens like that. Okay, I'm not sure who this is on the line. I got two calls, so let me get the first one first. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning to you both.
Oh, hi.
From Tampa.
Yes, sir.
You know, let's talk some common sense. You know, we got the alphabet letter stealers taking letters from the alphabet to attach to what is pretty much invented genders, because these things were never in existence several decades ago, and all of a sudden they're popping up from everywhere, and these kids are getting forced into adapting to these ridiculous lifestyles, which in fact are going to be destructive when the fallout comes out, when they realize in their adulthood that they were lied to. There's going to be a major fallout.
Mm-hmm.
All the advocates and supporters who are pushing the gender abnormality, will they be prepared to help these young people when they realize that they were sold a bill of a false bill of goods? That's what this is coming down to. And I can understand secularists pushing this, but when you hear churches and leaders espousing this ridiculousness that's self-destructive, that's where it ilks me. It ilks me to the major degree, because it shouldn't be. They should have more common sense than that. So let's put a stop to it. And common sense folks, parents, by all means, step up, defend your kids. You have to pull them out of these schools.
Mm-hmm.
Do it all means. Let's go. Let's get serious, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Anthony.
Take care.
Yep, God take bless. Care. Okay, thank you. What do you think, Denise?
Yeah, I mean, how can you argue with it?
Well, you can't. And the thing of it is, I don't know how hard it is to start a charter school, but is that the answer?
Well, charter schools are still public schools.
Okay, well, then we'd have to start a private school, and I'm not sure how difficult that is to do.
It's really not. But the problem is charter schools have limited seats. You have to almost apply by lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay, yeah. Well, let's go see what Bagabin Bob is up to. Okay, Bagabin Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just saw on Fox News they had an article that says, Florida School Board demands disciplinary action against pornographic books in school. And one of the gist of the article was, or at least my thought is they want a chain of accountability to the people that permit these. In other words, the person that orders the books, maybe the principal that authorizes it, something like that. And I think this is one of the things we have to do to get some of this nonsense out of the
school. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the school board has something to do with that, too, don't they, Denise?
I don't know what their influence is. You know, I don't think all school boards are equal, state by state or area by area. So I can't really say what that influence is. But, you know, I'll go back to 2004, I think it was. My dad had quite an extensive library, and upon his passing, all of his books, probably around 3,000 or 4,000 of them, came to me. I brought them all back to Atlanta, and I was going to donate them to the high school. Well, they sent this two librarians to my house,
mm-hmm.
and they virtually sat in my basement for about 3 hours and went book by book by book by book to mm-hmm. see which ones they would take and which ones they wouldn't, based on
mm-hmm.
certain stipulations. So we have come a long way from that, where they're allowing some pretty nasty things into the library.
Exactly.
And if they're not in the library, hold on here, it doesn't mean that they're not accessible, because some of these teachers under CRT and all the other variations of CRT are teaching from some of these nasty, disgusting books.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Now, on the line, Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mr. Mel, what's going on?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. I would like your opinion. Does it sound as though Mayorkas is getting out in front of this thing, out in front of this issue with the border, as though the scarf lady did with that book that she wrote, that Burke,
right.
Right. Saying what she had said in the book. So maybe he's trying, as it sounds, though, he's trying to lay the blame on Biden instead of himself when this treason, if at all, the Senate and the Congress is taken by the Republicans in the midterm to save his neck from being charged with treason, with committing treason. Thank you. I'll listen for your answer. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Janice.
Well, look, these people can try publicly and get out in front of whatever in this administration. But there's a way to gain evidence, and that is through internal emails, communications, regulations, compliance, edicts, you know, all these other kinds of things. And that doesn't begin and end with just DHS and Mayorkas. We're finding that there is a lot of communication that goes on between the White House and the Department of Justice, hence the whole Hunter Biden kind of thing, and the FBI. We came to learn all about how, remember Tony Podesta and
yep.
the Hillary Clinton thing and how that was all tight, you know, so we can't be short-sighted. The conversations and the text messages and the emails tell a whole different story, and I would also argue that it goes way beyond government-assigned mobile devices, because probably everybody that has wielded some kind of power in Washington, D.C., has a burner phone,
mm-hmm.
And nobody necessarily asked about it. Does anybody remember during the Mueller investigation how the entire Mueller team had cell phones, but then when they went to turn them all back in, they were all erased? Anybody remember that one?
Sure.
Yeah, so, look, everybody in Washington, D.C. has at least two friends that are lawyers if they're not lawyers themselves. And everybody talks to everybody else. And if they feel like it could be dangerous to have a conversation, then they go meet in Georgetown at some bar. So, or they're passing you know, envelopes of information going way back to the kinds of things they did during Watergate. So, look, there are ways to get all this, and I think that when it comes to John Durham or, you know, any of these other special counsels and whatnot, getting access to all of that in context without having, you know, some pages completely blacked out, is almost impossible, and we came to learn that during the Benghazi hearings and how that was so bad. So we're being played here, ladies and gentlemen. At every turn, we're being played. And, you know, instead of, you know, Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney doing this cockamamie January 6th, they ought to be doing Hunter Biden.
All righty, talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with a military and veterans news segment.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
Do not run. That's the message from Democrats in New Hampshire to President Joe Biden. A new poll from the University of New Hampshire Survey Center released on Tuesday shows support for a Biden re-election bid among New Hampshire Democrats has nosedived from 74% last summer to 54%. Fox News contributor Joe Concha said the polling numbers for President Biden are irreversible.
We went from 81 million votes, the most of any presidential candidate in history, to less than one-third of the country support.
supporting this president. When you dig deeper, it gets even worse.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates again this week. The Fed's policymaking arm opened a two-day meeting on Tuesday, while the central bank is expected to announce a 0.75% bump in rates on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it's time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is available online by checking out their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, check out their locations, and we'll tell you why here in a minute. They're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me give you the key to your future if you're coming out of the military and looking for a career change, or you want a career change from the civilian life, whatever. Let me tell you about National Aviation Academy. Now, they're available online by checking out their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. While you're there, you'll find out they have two locations, one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay area, and the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right up there, Boston, just outside the city limits of Boston, you have Concord, Mass. Now, becoming an aviation maintenance technician is a gem, a diamond in the rough, call it whatever you want, but it saved a lot of people's financial careers and given them a job and a career that they didn't have to worry about where their next check was coming from. Now, here's why.
Once you get certified with National Aviation as an aviation maintenance technician, that certification is good anywhere. Now, the licensing may require whatever in another state, in another country, but the certification that you can do what you're doing goes with you for the rest of your life. Long as you're working, you got it. Matter of fact, I know a guy that's not working anymore that's still certified. And if he wanted to go back, he could. But he's still certified after all these years. Now, that being said, I want you to write this phone number down, because this is the number that you call to ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Or if you want to take the tour of both, you can, to find out which one you would want to attend. Now, the first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa, on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the west side of Tampa Bay. So the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, for Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, the number is the same, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number, set up a tour. A number of people have taken two tours before they made up their mind. Now, when you go to take the tour, here's what you're going to be able to do. Number one is talk to the students, which is very important. Number two is talk to the instructors, which is also equally as important. And number three, talk to the people who will handle your admission, handle your financing. If you're a military veteran and you've not used your educational benefits, you'll be taken care of 100%, and they'll have a person there to walk you through that. If you're a civilian and you need a student loan, a civilian student loan, they'll walk you through that. They'll give you a number of different institutions you can go check out and then go from there. But at any rate, you owe it to yourself, ladies and gentlemen, to check out becoming an aviation maintenance technician. It's a tremendous job with a tremendous future, and you will never want or need employment. You'll have it. We all know how these planes are being worked on and the lines are being stepped up for the planes because of all the different things they have to do to keep them in the air. So there you go. Now, the Army and Air Force cultures clashed and egos ruled, causing friction on matters large and small, airmen said, at a Texas medical center after a colonel resigned. Military is now investigating a possible dysfunction at this Texas medical center. Now, I'm not saying where it is, but I know the ones that are involved. To find out more, you can go to the Air Force Times or military.com, and you'll find out. Now, the Defense Department is looking at an alternative location for the largest military exercise in Africa amid the Senate pressure to bump Morocco from its position as an annual host for the drills. Now, the Pentagon wants to move out of Morocco, who has been the host of the largest military exercise in Africa for a number of years. Where are they going to go? Don't know. Also, an explanation of the VA caregiver program is being offered for all areas of service, I might add. Now, something else, a couple months ago, With about 2 months left until the congressional deadline, Veterans Affairs officials said plans to extend the caregiver support program to veterans of all eras remained on the schedule, even if fixes to other aspects of the program are still in limbo. Now, this is something they want to get done, and I don't blame them. By the way, the National Guard is considering a sizable expansion of its training programs with Indo-Pacific nations to amplify the U.S. presence there. This coming from one of the commanding generals of the National Guard. Also, the U.S. Army helicopters held their first live fire drills in South Korea since 2019. A U.S. Army Apache attack helicopter based in South Korea was part of a live fire drill with rockets and guns for the first time since 2009 as the Allies are stepping up their military exercises with the tension over there going on with North Korea. Now, the USS Ronald Reagan pulled into Singapore last week for its first port visit to the nation in over 3 years. The Navy announced that one as the Ronald Reagan is over there in theater operating. Now, two Americans, including a veteran, were killed while fighting in Iran, or in Ukraine, rather. They were killed in a Russian ambush in the Donbas region alongside two other foreign fighters, according to a Ukrainian commander. Now, we don't hear a lot of this going on, because usually the Americans don't get themselves in a position where they're allowing that to happen, but sometimes you can get a little bit too lackadaisical for whatever reason, and when you do, you usually wind up paying for it, which unfortunately was the case here. Okay, I hear the music coming up. That means coming around the corner here, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Always look forward to talking to him. And it'll be no exception today. Plenty of financial stuff. Don't go anywhere. I will be coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Before I get to the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership, where I have some news for you. Yesterday, when I was at Mission Barbecue, bright and early when I got there, there was someone there waiting to meet me, which is not uncommon. And they had driven down from Pensacola, and they had bought a car at Moss Acura, Moss built M-A-U-S. And they had driven, or they bought one of the new SUVs. I believe it was the MDX, I think they said. I'm trying to go by memory here. Beautiful car. I saw it outside the window. They were getting something to eat because they were going to go right back up to Pensacola, Florida. But they wanted to stop by and meet me and tell me thank you very much for telling them about Moss. Because, now, number one, the guy was a veteran. He could not get the deal that he got. You serve, you save. Anywhere else, all the dealerships he talked to. But at Moss Acura, Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan, all veterans, all active military, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a tremendous deal in the You Serve, You Save program. And let's not forget, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, too. That's oil changes and tire rotations for life. And he was ecstatic. Was happy to meet him, happy to see him and his charming wife. And right now, they're probably back in Pensacola listening to the program. So, you guys, thank you very much, and happy driving. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Yeah, I love that when somebody drives from that far away to stop and see and say, look, we thank you. Look, we appreciate what you did.
Ah, that's great. I mean, you love seeing things like that.
Now, the FedWatch tool, known as the CME Group's FedWatch tool, that tells us that the prices of Fed funds, futures, and financial products that let the traders do a little speculating on Fed policy currently implies a 75% chance of a 75 base point hike, which is a bit of a spooky coincidence. The remaining 25% is for a 100 basis point hike. Now, I don't know exactly how that works, but apparently the odds have shifted around a lot lately, and they're not for the better.
Well, you know, I highly doubt, I mean, it could happen. I highly doubt that the Fed's going to go outside the box and raise 100 basis points. I really do. I think the Fed at this point in time is somewhat limited to what they're going to do with the interest rates and slowing the economy. They can do it a little bit, but let's be honest here. They cannot raise rates to the level that would really put the brakes on inflation simply because our national debt is too high. You know, we need to deal with this in terms of government spending and cutting government spending. You can think of the Federal Reserve to some degree. I mean, it's easy. You know, the Federal Reserve is a whipping boy to some degree by a lot of pundits and people out there. They're credit cards. Now, Matt, if you have a credit card and you go out and you spend haphazardly and you rack up all of this ridiculous spending and debt, is it the credit card's fault or is it your fault?
It's your fault. It's your fault.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, again, you know, the Fed, you know, the people say it's independent. That's horse manure. Okay. It's not independent. They work with the government all the time. Government needs to finance all of their profligate spending. Who do they go to? They go to their credit card to just print more money, buy more, you know, monetize more of our debt. And that's the situation that we're in. Again, you know, you get the citizens of the United States that, you know, can't quite get their arms around this concept. They're constantly clamoring for more handouts, more giveaways, more and more government, and it needs to be paid for. And when we don't have enough tax dollars to pay for it all, they go to the credit card, the Federal Reserve, and they monetize the debt, and they spend more.
And see, that's hard for the average person to understand when you're trying to balance your own budget. And if you've only got a dollar, you got a dollar. You don't have $5. You don't have $10. You don't have $20.
You can't print your own money, though. That's the difference. Is that you can't print your own money. Whereas in essence, the government can. It can make it comes out of thin air.
True.
And then create more of that money, and you spend more of that money. You've got more money. It's a monetary issue chasing fewer goods. And that's inflationary. It's a monetary issue.
Well, we've got Brian Deese out there running around, and that guy there, he really needs to be ziplocked or something because, oh, we're not in a recession. It's not that bad, and it technically it's not, and it's not this, and it's not that. He better go back to school and learn what the rest of us know when you go 3 months. 3 months, okay?
He did go to school. The schools that he went to, these Ivy League institutions, sorry to all you listeners out there who went to an Ivy League school, these people major, they must have a major there in that school. It's like how to enrich oneself and gain power and fleece the taxpayers. I mean, that's basically all these people that come from the same schools, they all know one another, and they're great at spewing lines of bull excrement all the time. Mm-hmm. This is nothing new. As a spokesperson, I mean, basically, we're economic advisor. That's his job. His job is to go out there and BS you and tell you that, you know, it's raining on your head, okay, and it's not really raining.
Well, you know, you just said something, and I'm glad you said it the way you did because I'm going to come back with something different. You said bull excrement, right?
Yep.
How about some butt excrement up, that's butt, B-U-T-T, butt excrement up in New Hampshire? Did you hear the latest up there?
Oh, with the poll there?
Buttigieg is up by 1 point over Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris is so far down in the pack, she better think about packing her bags and going to Cleveland for the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I see these stories. I just want to remind everybody, it's just a distraction, okay? This is, because they need to fill, you know, web pages and whatnot with stories. They've got to kind of create them. Who cares? It does, none of this stuff matters in the grand scheme of things. It really doesn't. It's absolutely, you know, useless bits of information. It's a snapshot in time right now that will mean nothing, when it comes time for, you know, the 2023 and they start, you know, gearing up for the next presidential election. So again, it's a bit of a distraction and it, you know, gives, the media something to talk about.
Have you seen the latest woke company to advertise on television abortions?
No, I mean, I don't watch a lot of, commercial TV anymore. I really don't. So I haven't seen it. I haven't even heard about it, quite frankly.
Disney? Disney is running abortion ads.
On the Disney...
I don't know if it's a Disney channel or not, but it's on TV, so it could be their channels, but I would think it would be commercial TV where they advertise like for Disney World or something. Who knows?
I mean, how would they, I mean, a lot of the Disney channels, unless it's, you know, it's geared towards children.
You would not want to put something like that on a Disney child network.
I'm going to look into that. I think that there might be an enormous amount of.
Well, go to Breitbart. That's where the story is. So then you'll know. By the way, little Dr. Fauci is out there running around, and I know I'm going to get a Dr. Fauci duck here in a minute. But little Dr. Fauci's out there running around. He's still shilling the mask. They have to be well-fitted. They have to be high-quality. Nothing like an N95 or a KN95.
Oh, he's still pitching that stuff?
Yes,
then?
Yes, he is.
He even got some blowback. I mean, Cal of Los Angeles was thinking about going back to masks, and Beverly Hills says you do it. You know, we're not going to enforce it here. Let's be honest here. I mean, this entire thing. I won't think Fauci get caught yesterday. He claimed that he never recommended shutdowns.
Uh huh.
Get caught, and then they said, wait a second. He had the former CDC director come out and say, yes, he did. All the information's coming out. I mean, we all know COVID's a real thing, and it's not a good thing, but we also have to understand that, you know, we're limited here, and there's really nothing, you know, we can do, and it's going to be around. It's not going away, and it's something we're going to have to learn to live with. It's the respiratory virus. We knew that from the get-go.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll see what today brings, and hopefully it'll be nice and cool up here by you today, right?
Look that way.
Yeah, it'll be a nice day for a change. Let's put it that way. All right, you have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. All right, that's our buddy Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see what he has to offer. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.